Well, let's take a closer look at these new figures that came out from the Labor Department this morning. Employers added 54,000 jobs in May. That's actually the smallest amount in 8 months. And it means that the overall unemployment rate rose to 9.1%. That's up a tenth of a percentage point from last month. We're joined yet again by Kelly Evans, who writes the Ahead of the Tape column for the Wall Street Journal. All right, Kelly, you said earlier that you were going to wait to give me the answer on whether or not the economy was looking bleak or moderate until we got these numbers. So what do you think?
Yeah, it's clear employers hit the skids on hiring last month. Bleak certainly, I think, is appropriate to describe what we're seeing in the May trends. As you mentioned, we had the fewest number of jobs added in about 8 months. The unemployment rate rose. Now, again, that was partly because of people coming into the labor force, but it was also because job growth just wasn't fast enough to keep up with that increase. And, look, if this were the report we are getting 1 or 2 months after the recession ended, fine. But, it's been 2 years now. The last thing we need, given the hole that we're in, is for this to be the start of us giving back some of the gains that we had made at this point in the recovery. That's the real worry right here in the markets, is people trying to feel out whether this is just a blip, whether it had whether it was exacerbated by some of Japan-related disruptions to the economy, or whether there's something more serious here. And if you look at the stock market this morning, after all the negative news priced in for the Dow, for futures to still be off for the Dow about 150 points would suggest people hadn't really expected things to be quite this weak.
All right, we're speaking to Kelly Evans, who writes the Ahead of the Tape column for the Wall Street Journal. And, Kelly, we've been talking about the effect that the psychology, that fear has on both Main Street and on Wall Street. And to a certain extent, we have to sometimes be a little circumspect in how we take these constant updates on the economy. I mean, because when you look back at earlier recoveries from recessions, the unemployment rate does go up and down both.
Yes, and the unemployment rate often will be is considered a lagging indicator, so it usually won't even peak until the recession is over, which is why the market doesn't usually focus on it all that much, even though a lot of people on Main Street do. But what you're seeing now is that with it kind of stalling out and even rising now for the last couple months at this high level, the market is starting to maybe think that it is suggesting the economy has less momentum than was hoped or than it certainly needs at this point. And again, we're seeing growth figures come down. I agree that we have a bit of economic information overload. And for the most part, we don't need to be tuning in every day to the gyrations. But the message is clear from the last month or so that the economy has lost the momentum lately. And the problem is, you get into kind of a headline. We've had the headlines about the bad housing market. As you mentioned, you guys have been kind of doing a great job of covering this whole story all week. Now we have, the nightly news leading with the news the unemployment rate ticked up and everything. It just adds to this kind of psychological concern, I think, that a lot of people have, and that can be a concern.
Do we have any idea, Kelly, of whether or not this is also due to, as you said, some natural disasters, not just Japan? I mean, we've had a string of really, really tough things that occur. Now, as I said, you had the Japan earthquake and tsunami, and then you've got the flooding along the Mississippi River. You had a huge number of tornadoes both in the Midwest and just now in Massachusetts. That's got to take its toll.
And people expected that. What was interesting, the Labor Department actually said that weather was not a factor here. So usually they'll come out and say, weather seemed to have the effect of such and such magnitude on this report. But they didn't really cite any special factors. So while there may have been some, that may have had something to do with the weakness, it clearly wasn't a big factor. And they also revised to lower a little bit their previous month's tally of job creation, which, would suggest it goes beyond weather. And also those revisions are often kind of seen as an indicator of where momentum is. So they weren't revised down by a lot, but the fact that they came down at all is a little bit worrisome. Temporary jobs declined. There were some other signs of weakness in the pace of average hourly earnings, which is now under 2% from a year ago. So it just doesn't paint a very positive picture for the second half of the year. And the question now is going to be, do we get further policy measures directed at trying to prop up the U.S. economy, which clearly still has downward momentum?
Although many people have said that the federal government's out of bullets. I mean, there's not only so much the government can do that actually affects private sector jobs.
Well, and that's why the Federal Reserve has done quite a bit. But I think we're seeing now that even it can have very little impact on the labor market. It can boost the stock market, but it can't necessarily help the real economy as much as it would like to. And as you say, the problem is on the fiscal side, we're sort of doing the opposite, right? We're contracting, we're pulling back spending because there's not a lot of political will, not a lot of voter will for that to happen. So the real question, especially heading into the debt ceiling discussions this summer, is going to be, does sentiment start to turn around? Do people start to look and say, maybe we do want something more expansionary, but I find that doubtful.
Kelly Evans writes the Ahead of the Tape column for the Wall Street Journal. She joined us from New York City talking about grim news in the economy this morning.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Love bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.